The annual Bordeaux release is one of the most exciting days of the year for wine enthusiasts in BC. There are so many wines that are being offered and it is very confusing to most consumers. So here is my list of recommended wines available at BC liquor stores starting today. Prices, before taxes, are indicated in brackets. Alter Ego de Palmer, $135. If there is one wine I would purchase, it would be this wine. This is the second wine from Superstar Margaux Winery Chateau Palmer. Chateau Palmer is priced this year at $850, so the winery's second wine is a steal at a sixth of the price. Even though this is a second wine, it is better than a lot of other growth wines being offered. Rated 96 points by James Suckling. Chateau Carbonneau, $85. This is a great combination of a relatively affordable wine with a long history of quality. The red wine is a blend of 49% Cabernet Sauvignon, 45% Merlot, 4% Petit Verdot and 2% Cabernet Franc. The winery makes a very good white wine as well, also priced at $85. Rated 93 points by Wine Spectator. Chateau d'Alem, $58. This is one of the best value wines offered in this release, which is from the Fronsac region of Bordeaux. This is one of the few wines of the Bordeaux release that may be ready for drinking immediately after purchase. It is a blend of 90% Merlot and 10% Cabernet Franc. Rated 94 points by James Suckling. Chateau Haute Bataille, $145. This is the fifth growth wine from the prestigious Paulac region. Haute Bataille has been producing some stellar wines over the last few vintages. This wine is a blend of 62% Cabernet Sauvignon and 38% Merlot. Due to the high percentage of Cabernet Sauvignon, this wine will need at least another 5 years before it is ready to drink. Rated 95 points by Wine Spectator. Chateau Lafleur-Gazon, $85. Pomerol wines are normally quite expensive as the area is quite small and known for producing softer, earthier wines. When you can purchase a relatively affordable Pomerol, you should take the opportunity. Lafleur-Gazon, as its name suggests, is located very close to Chateau Lafleur and Chateau Gazon, two of Pomerol's most prestigious wineries. The wine is made with 100% Merlot grapes, so it is also a candidate for early drinking. Rated 92 points by Wine Spectator. Chateau Pavie-Macquin, $145. Another tremendous wine from the Saint-Emilion region in the right bank of Bordeaux. This wine is a blend of 80% Merlot and 20% Cabernet Sauvignon and will give you drinking pleasure for more than 20 years. Rated 95 points by Wine Spectator. Chateau Talbot, $150. This winery is a perennial fan favorite among wine enthusiasts for value. It is a fourth growth wine from the St. Julien region and is a blend of 76% Cabernet Sauvignon, 21% Merlot and 3% Petit Verdot. You will need to be patient, however, as this wine will not be ready to drink for at least another 8 years. Rated 95 points by Wine Spectator. Chateau de France, $55. There are many reasonably priced white Bordeaux wines offered this year. Chateau de France is a blend of 80% Sauvignon Blanc and 20% Semillon. It will drink nicely right away, but it will also be good for at least the next 5 years. Rated 92 points by Wine Spectator. For more of my wine recommendations, visit my YouTube channel. Until next time, happy drinking.